Haggai chapter 2, verse 6. For thus says the Lord of hosts, once more I will shake heaven and earth, the sea and dry land. I will shake all nations, and they shall come to the desire of all nations, and I will fill this temple with glory, says the Lord of hosts. The Lord promises you an earth-shaking Christmas silence. You know, silence is at times one of the most earth-shaking noises that there is. It's silent. What's happening? And yes, there was some sound. Heaven's own choir burst forth with joy, singing. Just once for men, the anthems of salvation. And yet it was just to a few shepherds in silent fields. And it was not their anthems that shook the nations. The earth shaking that they sang about was silence. The silence of there is born to you the Lord. How silently the Creator became also the created. And it was a new creation, with the Holy Spirit so overshadowing Mary that which was conceived in her is the Son of God, the Holy One, the only man ever born, untainted by sin or any of its mutations. The silence of God becoming man still shakes the earth, its intellect, its biology, its psyche. And yes, there were other sounds, shepherds silently shuffling into the presence of a baby, who, despite the song, was perhaps crying in the manger. But it wasn't the manger sounds that shook the nations. The earth shaking that the angels sang about was the silence of there is born to you a Savior. For soon would come the thud of iron on flesh as Roman soldiers sent heavy nails into the quivering flesh of this Christmas child. The Father silently giving his peace, goodwill to you in the gift of his beloved Son. The Son silently giving his peace, goodwill to you in giving himself into death in our place. The cross silently looms behind the cradle, and the cradle finds its silent meaning in that cross. This child is come to destroy the works of the devil. And that ultimate cosmic battle is engaged not with bombs and blasters, but with his silent submission to the will of his Father. How silently a lamb sent to slaughter. Accepting the Father's will, how silently he bears the Father's wrath on the sins of the whole world. How silently our Savior bears the direct hit of Satan's deadliest weapon, the sting of sin, death. Our sin, our divine sentence of death. It's with the cross looming behind the cradle that God's house is filled with glory. Jesus' own blood washing and cleansing us that we might be presented to Jesus as his holy, precious bride. This is Christmas's earth-shaking silence. And yes, there were some other sounds. The scratching quills of census takers. Somewhere, pageants and parties swinging, and Herod. Herod would be soon screaming in rage. But it was neither the shouting of men nor lightning bolts from heaven that shook the nations. The earth shaking that the angels sang about was silence. The silence of there is born to you the Christ. Yes, the one silently chosen by God before any earthly sound had ever begun, in order to bring you to heavenly glory. And yet, such is man's veneration of earthly externals, that even the stable's lack of pageantry is sometimes made a false focus. Some people, in a false way, put the focus on family ties and earthly quaintness so that it becomes a substitute for Christ, a substitute for bowing in repentance before his cradle cross. John tells us that he came unto his own, and yet his own did not receive him. And that silently proclaims that neither earthly quaintness nor glory was the reason for his coming. Without the cross, his cradle is only a dirty manger for animals slated for death. Silence is indeed at times the most earth-shaking noise there is. It's so silent. What's happening? The birth of Christ is the silent demonstration of our Father's response to human need, the silent miracle that here at the cradle, God and man meet, the Creator silently giving himself for rebellious, perverted creatures. The Lord promises an earth-shaking Christmas silence for you. May his silent gift silence in your heart every shout of guilt, every blast of anxiety, and every serenade of sin. For this Christmas child died for you. This is Christmas's earth-shaking Christmas silence, the Christ child's gift for your heart. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Hymn 647, stanzas 3 and 4.